السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is a clarification for what was revealed, the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, who has perfected for us His religion, and has graced us with the greatest of the messengers, ordering us to obey Him and to follow His guidance and His way. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute worship except Allah, the uniquely One, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of slavehood to Allah, and was His sent messenger unto the entirety of the universe. O Allah, we ask You to bestow Your peace, blessings and grace upon him and upon his family and all of his companions and whomsoever follows him and seeks to emulate him in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And remember the favor of Allah upon you, and what was revealed to you from the Book of Allah, and the wisdom by which He instructs you, and fear Allah, and know that Allah is the all-knowing of what you do. O you who believe, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored mankind, and He has sent forth to them the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and part of that honor was that it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who recited unto mankind the noble Quran. For about this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. About this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly Allah conferred a great favor upon the believers when He sent amongst them a messenger from themselves, reciting to them His verses and purifying them and teaching, يُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, teaching them the book and wisdom. The word kitab here, which means book, is nothing other than the Quran, the noble Quran. And the ulama of tafsir tell us, the ulama of the Quran tell us, that the word hikmah here is nothing other than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his beautiful way, which consists of his conduct, his speech, his ahadith, and anything that he affirms or negated. And hence, this sunnah is the counterpart. It is the secondary thing that comes with the Quran that makes tabiyin, that clarifies as a bayyina, as a clarification of what is the murad, what is the intent of the Quran, what is the essential message of the Quran. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and indeed we reveal to you this dhikra, this message, that you may make clear to the people what was sent down, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has come to them as revelation. And so the Quran itself is the dhikra. It is the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the hadith is that which makes تبين, it makes clear that which is in the Quran. And so the function of the hadith, functions of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is as that which clarifies. And this is why we believe that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a type of revelation. For the Quran speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It says, and he does not speak from his own hawa, his own inclinations. Rather, it is a wahyun yuha. It is a revelation yuha ilay. He's been inspired in it. And this is not just the Quran, but this is his hadith as well. And that's why the hadith, the normal conversation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his capacity as a murshid, as a nabi, giving irshad, that speech itself we find is different to other speech. One of the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is that he was given jawami'ul kalim. He was given the all-encompassing speech. So his speech was concise, it was few in words, it was rhetorically rich, and it was comprehensive in meaning. And so few words would give tremendous meaning. Some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entire books have been written and they were just a few sentences. And this is part of the dalil, the hujja of his nubuwa. This is part of the evidence of his being a prophet, because this is from his miracles that he's been given as a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, he said, I was given the Quran and the like of it. Something to go with the Quran. And what is that was given the like of it? This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For it's through the hadith that we understand the ahkam of the Quran. It's through the hadith that we understand the specific details of many of the things the Quran's pointing us to. And in other parts, sometimes the hadith gives extra details that the Quran is not pointing us to. And so, for example, by way of example, just look at salah. Anyone who wants to say that they don't need hadith will not know how to pray, because while the Quran commands us to the salah, it says وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, commands you to establish the prayer. How do you know what the salah is? The details of salah, the raka'at, the units of salah, the awqat, the times of salah, the kayfiyah, the manner by which salah is meant to be performed, all of this has come through the hadith and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, az-zakat. The Quran says, wa'atu zakat, pay your zakat. But how do you even know what zakat is? How do you even know what the miqdar, what is the measurement, what is zakat? How much is it to be paid? How is it to be paid? When is it to be paid? And who is it to be paid to? All of this is from the sunnah. How would you know, for example, the Quran says that we should do hajj to Allah subhanahu, we should make hajj to the bayt, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how do we know what are the rites of hajj? How do we know what actually hajj involves? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an authentic hadith said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. He said, take from me how you perform your rites. In another hadith with regards to salah, he said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُسَلِّي. Pray as you see me praying. So in addition to the Quran, the person and example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that which makes clear the Quran. And this is very important to understand, because there were a group of people who arose a while ago, but this sort of inhiraf, this sort of deviation is sometimes being made popular. People who say, we don't need the hadith, or they try and poke fun of the hadith, or they try and separate between the Quran and the hadith, saying we just suffice with the Quran. This is completely batil. This is completely false, because if you do not take the hadith as a source, you will not know how to engage with the Quran. You will not know what the Quran is calling you to, and so what would be the result being? You will follow your own hawa, you will be misguided, you will follow your own lustful inclination, or egoic inclination, you will be misguided and you will misguide others. In a more broader sense, when it comes to the mu'amalat, which is your societal interactions, the Quran commands ahsan. The Quran says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. It says, and do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. But what is this manifestation of ihsan? Because any mudda'i, anyone can claim, أَنَا مُحْسِن, I'm a person of ihsan. When they could be, they said, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُحْسِنُونَ. They say, we are the people who are doing good. But أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. They are the ones who are making corruption. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they're not aware themselves. Why? So for this, to understand what it means to be muhsin, to understand what it means to embody ihsan in your conduct, in your regular affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a uswatun hasana, sent a best of examples so that we can see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean to be a muhsin? What does it mean to be beautiful conduct with your wife? What does it mean to have beautiful conduct with your children? What does it mean to have beautiful conduct in monetary dealings? What does it mean to have beautiful conduct when you're in a position of leadership? What does it mean to have beautiful conduct when... So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged to help the oppressed, to help the poor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged visiting the sick. The Prophet sallallahu encouraged compassion to the young. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged respect for the elders. Some of these things may be intuitive, others we need a model. And so this demonstration of the model is part of the hikmah, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the kitab wal hikmah, the wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah, and his being sent, his being sent as the Prophet of Allah. Why? Because not only was the Risala that which was the Qur'an, but the Risala was that which was holding the Qur'an, his person, his character, his way. And so this is why we say that anyone who wants to separate between the Qur'an and the Sunnah, anyone who wants to separate between the Qur'an and Hadith has separated or has negated the essence of the Qur'an itself, which is guiding us to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Qur'an itself says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. There has certainly come for you in the Messenger of Allah the best of examples for whomsoever desires Allah and is aware that he'll be raised up on that last day. And so the role of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Quran says, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. The Quran says, indeed we sent you, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as shahid, as a witness, and a mubashir, someone who brings good tidings to those who follow him, right? And a nadhira, and someone who's warning for those who don't follow him. Right? لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So the, what is the imperative of us following? We believe in Allah and His Messenger, and we should have ta'zir. We should honor Allah and His Messenger, and we should have respect for Allah and His Messenger. And the ulama say, what is this respect and what is this honor? This respect and this honor is, as the Quran says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوهُ. That which the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then take that. And that which the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you from, then refrain from that. Why? Because in this ittiba'a, in this following, is the Muhabba, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered to say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, indeed, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. So if we desire to be lovers of Allah, if we desire to avail of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innal muhibba, verily the one who loves, liman yuhibbu muti'u, with regards to one he loves, is muti'u, is in a state of obedience, he has ittiba'a, he follows the one he loves. And so the one who claims love and doesn't follow the one he loves, one who claims to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or claims to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and doesn't seek to emulate and follow him in his awamir, in what he's commanded us to, and what he's negated, in what he's told us not to go to, then such a person's love is a lie. The degree to which your love is true is the degree to which you have ittiba'a, following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this ittiba'a, this following, is a complete following. It's not a superficial following. It's not I've just done this outwardly. It's a following in his af'al and his ahwal, in his states. Because by the inward following is the real following, in his attributes and realities. Ilm wa amal wa hal, to take the knowledge, to act on it, and to get that reality of what the Prophet embodied. And in this regards, the Prophet gave the analogy of his sunnah as being like what? As being like water. He gave in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet said that the method, the example of someone who's taking from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their knowledge and their belief is as the believers is like fertile ground. Ground that when the rainwater falls upon it, it's able to take the water, and so it has intifa', it benefits, and it benefits other people. And the example of the opposite is this: the arid land, the land that cannot absorb the water. And so this is the way of the believer, that he takes the knowledge of the sunnah, applies it in his life, acts on it, and then is able to benefit other people. And brothers and sisters, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's preservation of this religion saw the preservation not just of the Quran through the miraculous nature of hifd, but also the hadith, that so early on the Sahaba arose from them. The greatest of the Sahaba would memorize hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were avid to preserve it. And then they gave that trust to the generation afterwards. And then from that arose a group of ulama who took on this undertaking, who traveled east and west, north and south, across the Muslim world, to attest these hadith, to look into the nature of those who are reciting, to who are narrating it, and who cross-checked these hadith with other people, until we ended up with these manuals and these hadith collections that we have today that are famous, and we know the likes of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nisa'i. All of these great hadith collections were there through the juhud and the striving from these great ulama. And so what do we have to say? We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah manifested this as this ummah, and so that we have access to these correct sahih hadith, the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And part of the shukr is that we also honor these in our lives, and we take ilm, and whenever we hear a hadith of khair, we make the intention to apply it in our lives, we make the intention to honor it in our lives. Imam Malik, whenever he would read and he was collecting the hadith in his Muwatta, whenever he'd pray two rakats, he would do ghusl, because he was honoring the words of the word of the one who he was reciting. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so embedded in his heart, and this is why he became Imam Malik. And so it is, brothers and sisters, with us. The greater we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greater we love everything about him. We love his speech, we love his shama'il, we love his khuluq, we love to be like him, we love to be people of rahmah, because wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. He was not sent except to represent rahmah ila alameen, to the entirety of mankind, the entirety of the universe. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the degree we take from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be rahmah in our lives, to those alongside us and to those far away. And so each of us take this degree of rahmah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we reflect it unto this world, for this world is in need of rahmah. And with this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grant us the ability to truly follow him, to truly follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to act in accordance with his hadith and sunnah, and to assist us all in the way of bir wa taqwa, piety and obedience, to enable us to be of service to the way of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This week's English khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.